I would like to sing you now another of the Golden Moments from Broadway. This one is from the great show, South Passaic. I'm glad you laughed at that for several reasons, only one of which I shall discuss. And that is that there is a true story that happened to us a couple of weeks ago when we were doing a week of concerts in the New York area, Lou Busch and the orchestra and I, and we had a group with us that are just great called the New Christy Minstrels. And it was their first trip. They are great. You can do a hand for them. They're not here, but do a hand for them anyway. I'll tell them about it. They're beautiful. See them if you get a chance. Anyway, this was their first trip back east. They had never been out of California before. And the oldest one among them is like 25 or 26. They're wonderful, nice kids. And we were doing this concert at the Mosque Theater in Newark, which holds a couple hundred more than this auditorium, about 3,200 people. And when I said South Passaic, of course, Passaic is only a few miles from Newark, and there was this immense laugh and tremendous applause and foot stomping and yelling and all manner of good things. And later, we were in the bus on the way to Baltimore to the next concert, and I feel a tap on the shoulder. It's like in the morning. I feel a tap on the shoulder, and I say, yeah, and the guy says, it's one of the New Christies, and he says, hey, Alan, and I said, yeah, and he says, what does Passaic mean in Jewish? True. I mean, I looked at my watch, it was a quarter after 4 in the morning, this guy had been up almost 5 hours, trying to figure out why that got such big applause and stomping and everything. He figured, you like to know that word, that must be a good word, see? So, I figured, you know, I'd have some fun with him, so I gave him a definition of what Passaic means in Jewish, and for the next 2 days, he's walking around asking all the girls, hey, you want a Passaic a little bit? Don't laugh, it worked. It must be. We got herring sweet and sour. We got pickles old and young. We got corned beef and salami and a lot of tasty tongue. We got Philadelphia cream cheese in a little wooden box. What ain't we got?
We ain't got locks.
We got coleslaw freshly made and chopped liver also fresh and a lot of things to please a man whose name is Moishe or Hesh. We got plenty pumpernickel, we got bagels hard as rocks. What ain't we got?
We ain't got lots.
We got plenty of every food which is known as kosher, with the possible exception of smoked salmon, which is occasionally referred to by the upper classes as Nova Scotia.
There is nothing like a lox, nothing in this world.
Wrapped in paper or a box, that is anything like a lox. Men who manufacture frocks, they go wild for lox. Men who speculate in stocks are investing their stocks in lox. There is no fish like a lox, no other dish like a lox, and nothing smells like a lox or repels like a lox. There's nothing smart like a lox that burns the heart like a lox. There ain't a thing that's wrong with any man here that can't be cured by putting him near a salty, pinkish, slightly stinkish lox.
Thank you.